friends. And I'm going to guess, I don't know, 2000, 2005, somewhere in that general area. We've got new UH primary care physicians, Dr. Jennifer Karandang joining us, and Dr. Sheila Rice. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
Good.
Well, you know, I've got to start with Dr. Karandang because she's a veteran at this, apparently. You've done the TV thing before, and as Matt Douglas was telling you a few minutes ago, if you can do the TV thing, the radio thing's like 170,000 times easier.
So well, good. I'm glad.
This should be pretty simple. This should be really, really easy for you guys. Now, you've been with UH for somewhere in the area of about a year, maybe a little bit less right now. And, you know, you guys work in this particular facility. And, you know, Matt and I walked in here, I think, for the first time about a year ago, and we thought, wow, this is just an incredible facility. What's it like to work in a place like this?
Well, I agree. It's a great facility. We come in every day. If we want to walk during lunch, we can go over to the fitness center and do that. Our office is upstairs, and we have basically everything we need. We have lab downstairs, x-ray, CT scanners, so it's wonderful.
Well, Dr. Rice, you were going to do this by yourself, but then you said, no way. So you brought Dr. Karandang along with you, and
That's right. We can't
let you off the hook. We've got to let you say at least a few things here. But you guys were mentioning that you're both EC grads, which is really cool because, of course, Elyria Catholic celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. Now, Dr. Karandang was actually there for the gala and the whole nine yards. But you took a pretty cool trip. You went to Nashville, right?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Nashville, because I'm so curious as to what goes on in that city. I've heard 100 times you got to go to Nashville. It's great. It's fun. It's a blast. I've never been. So give us the rundown.
I don't know. What happens in Nashville stays in Nashville.
Is that their new saying? Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, it's great. It's live music everywhere you go. The weather's usually really nice.
You hear some good music, you go to some cool places, right?
Yeah.
Very, very
good
stuff.
We had a good time. I was sad to miss the gala, though. Unfortunately, it was on the same weekend, but maybe I'll catch the next one.
There you go, yeah.
Well, you guys, you mentioned, are very ingrained in this community. You guys actually are both from the area, and you've both essentially just kind of stayed in the area all this time, too, correct?
Yep. Yes, correct.
Nice. And, I mean, you know, working in the medical field, obviously you've got a lot of options in this area, but you guys have decided to stay here. And, you know, I'll ask you the same question I asked Dr. Karandang. You know, what is it about this facility that kind of drew you in? And give us an idea as to what it's like to work here.
It's great, actually. It's a really nice facility. It's new. The exam rooms, the desk space, you know, everything upstairs is new. It's really nice having the lab and radiology and everything right here for the patients. It makes it pretty convenient. It's convenient for us as well. Walking in every day and smelling the chlorine, I don't know, I kind of like it. It feels, I don't know,
that's
fresh,
right,
and good.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't catch that in many other hospitals,
no.
I'd imagine.
Nope.
Are there advantages to having this particular facility? I know we had physical therapists on earlier today. Mm-hmm. Does it allow you to work a little closer with them maybe after a patient goes through a surgery or something along those lines?
It's great, actually, and we've both been over there ourselves for our own injuries
there
and have gotten to know them, and they're excellent, really excellent, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is nice. Having them right across the hall.
Sure.
Well, this could be, you know, just the first of two Karandangs that we discuss on WEOL tonight, because Dr. Karandang, you were mentioning that your son plays for Elyria Catholic's baseball team. We're covering that game tonight. They're taking on EC. He's a freshman, right?
He's a freshman, yep.
What position?
He's outfielder, so he'll play center field or left field.
Okay, very nice. So that game's actually going on right now, right? They started at 4:30 or 5 o'clock. So
we aired at 7.
See, You made a lot of sacrifices here today. You're going to miss out on your son's baseball game. And you told us that this is your day off.
Yes.
How did you get roped into doing this on your day off?
Oh, you know, I enjoy doing this. And anything we can to, you know, help other people, that's what we're about. So.
Absolutely. Well,
we love Lorain County. I mean, I've been here my whole life. I was born in Elyria. I've lived in Avon for 19 years now. It's a great community. So, I mean, this is a great facility in a great community. The people in our community are great. Patients are great.
That's where we stay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine it has to be pretty special. I mean, to go through medical school and then be able to come back into the community and be able to help out those that specific profession as well. I mean, to kind of get back to the community in that way.
Yeah, I have a lot of roots here. I'm sure she does too. You know, friends of friends and family friends see us as patients, and it is nice. And we see the whole family. She sees kids and adults. I just see the adults, but, you know, that's 17 or 18 on up. So still wide span of family members sure. that we take care of.
Mm-hmm. What was the draw for you into the medical profession? I'm just curious.
You know, my mother was a registered nurse, and the neighborhood I grew up in, which happens to be the neighborhood Jennifer lives in right now, had a lot of nurses and doctors in it, and I think just the early exposure, and I loved math and science, and it's just sort of, I kind of always knew that's what I was going to do, so it was pretty easy going through college knowing this is what you need to take, this is what you need to, you know, do. So.
Was the ultimate goal always to kind of come back into the same community?
You know, I honestly stayed in Ohio for college and medical school and thought for a while I wanted to go elsewhere for residency just to, you know, see what else is out there. But ultimately, I love it here. I love Cleveland. I just love it here. So ultimately, I knew I would be back here, and I'll probably never leave.
Very cool. How long have you guys been practicing?
20 years.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Okay, so this doesn't always strike you as the type of profession that goes through a great deal of changes, because I think if you're a patient, you walk in, you kind of go through the same steps that you went through as a kid and all that. But how has it changed in your eyes, or has it not changed very much since you guys started 2 decades ago?
Yes, it's changed a lot. It's a loaded question.
The electronic record, medical record for sure, has been a change. When we both started, we had paper charts. Wow. So that's been an evolving change over the years for sure. Insurance involvement in healthcare has been a unfortunate change over the years.
Sure.
Yes. Makes it harder to do our jobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I mean, this is obviously a profession. I mean, you're ever learning. You always have to kind of learn about new medications and things that are coming into it. I mean, I didn't even think about the technology of aspects. So is that kind of a draw to it as well, Dr. Karandang, for you, that you're constantly kind of keeping up with things and you're always learning something new?
It is, and I love actually learning something new about medicine. I could go to a conference every day if I was able. I love that. But the technology part is difficult sometimes because sure. it's always changing. And for example, the hospital has a different electronic medical record than our office does, than a different hospital. So, it takes a lot to really learn how to use those. It's not a simple process.
I'd imagine that has to be important, though, through the university hospital. I mean, they're all over Northeast Ohio. Is that one of the reasons for that, that it allows you to communicate if you get a patient who comes from perhaps the other side of Cleveland who happens to be in this part of the area?
Yeah, it is, and they're working on that. Actually, just the beginning of this month, they were going to something called One UH. So they're trying to put all those offices and hospitals into that same electronic medical record, because before that, it wasn't that way. Right. So you'd have to view a different, like, agent or whatever to get some of the information you need.
It seems like a hospital system that's growing constantly as well, yeah.
We've talked about a lot of the challenges, but let's talk about some of the things that keep you coming back. I mean, as a doctor, you know, certainly it's got to be very, very rewarding work, very challenging. No question about that. But, you know, on a daily basis, what are some of the things that you certainly point out and think, you know what, this is why I do this. This is why I keep coming back.
I mean, for me, definitely it's the patients and being able to help them, get them through an illness, make them better, make their quality of life better. That's number one for me.
The greatest thing for us is if, you know, we see a patient on Monday and on Thursday, we get a phone call back saying, hey, I just want to let the doctor know I'm 100% better. Thank her so much. And that's really nice for us to get that feedback. You know, if we don't see them for a couple months from now, we kind of forget what we treated or whatever. And patients appreciate us, which is nice.
And that's got to be very nice, because, you know, a lot of times you hear the analogy about the electric company, right? You know, when your electricity's on and it's working, you don't call the electric company to say, hey, thanks for keeping my power on. But when the power goes out, that's the first phone call you make,
sure.
right? You feel like there's some of that exists in the world of medicine as well. The fact that, you know, a lot of times when things are going well, maybe you don't always hear about that. But the second that things go wrong, you do hear about it.
Definitely, definitely. And that's another change over the years, is just that with social media, and I think people have quicker expectations, it becomes hard sometimes to deal with that.
No doubt about it. Well, You guys really work in a cool facility. I mean, this is really awesome. We'll never complain about working at the radio station. We love where we work, but this is a top-notch facility. Got to be a heck of a lot of fun for you guys to work in it as well. This is a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I had no idea we were dealing with two EC grads when you guys walked through the door. Do you guys have any fond memories of EC before we cut you loose, going back to your high school days? It was just a couple of years ago, right? It wasn't that long ago.
Right. I don't know. I loved high school. I loved EC. I have so many memories. I don't even think I could pick one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say all the sports games that we went to, and I was a cheerleader then, so I had a lot of fun with that. And friends and dances.
Friends and dances. Mm-hmm. That's the response I get from you all the time when I ask you about your high school days.
I say friends and dances constantly. No. But EC, I mean, it's such a fun place for us to go. We're there all the time. I mean, from the Coliseum inside column basketball games to Knights of Columbus Field. There's something very unique about that school. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And when we do this again next year, you'll be a seasoned veteran at this whole radio thing. I mean, you're already a Hall of Famer here, Dr. Karen Drink, doing the TV thing and the radio thing. So we will certainly make the request to have you guys on again next year.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you very much. Again, Dr. Jennifer Karendang and Dr. Sheila Rice, new UH primary care physicians, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, today we're coming your way from the University Hospital's Avon Health Center, shining the spotlight on Avon. Just a half hour left on today's show. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.